Hey guys, this is Nirvana. I almost said this is Essence of God Space Radio. But this is Nirvana, and I guess we can call this segment, this episode, this series, Contemplations in Nirvana. And, you know, I've been contemplating on the idea, the concept of patriarchy in its definitive sense. So what is patriarchy? It's a system controlled by men, right? Fundamentally, that's what it is. And, you know, I think there are many attachments to patriarchy. And I think oftentimes, you know, the definition of a thing kind of gets lost. Our activism, because we speak about it so much, and then it becomes like a trend, it becomes some form of a fad, and then its definition gets lost, and sometimes we find ourselves being hypocrites to something that we're fighting at face value, but fundamentally, intrapersonally and interpersonally, we're not doing jack shit. So just wanted to unpack the attachments to being the controller of a system as a man and what it means in the context of it's, you know, what it's defined to be, what then in that context, what is a man defined to be, right? Because I feel like there are social definitions and then there's the dictionary definition, and those things are two similar but different things. And I think we need to get the meanings of things right. And the reason why I feel that way is because, you know, you got to be clear about the context in which something is meant. Okay? Because I could say love in one context and you could say love in another, and we could mean two different things, because our context, our social understandings of the word, of the concept, are different, okay? But fundamentally, what is the thing? And I want to encourage critical thinking, right? Okay. So, just a side note, an interesting thing I found about patriarchy as a social construct, right, is that it doesn't enable many, the stereotypical man to be a victim. And by that I mean, so something I was contemplating on is that socially, you know, the generic narrative, something that we've prescribed to being a woman, is rape. So fundamentally, only women socially can get raped, and that's just that's completely incorrect, right? Because that's completely incorrect. And I think because of our hyperactivism in pushing such a narrative forward, instead of dealing fundamentally with the mentalities that enable such social ills to happen, we enable so many more social ills. We enable the perpetuation of such abuses, such as rape, because we've polarized the thing. We've prescribed it to one and the other. We've prescribed a level of inferiority to the woman, in this case being the victim. And I don't mean that victimhood necessarily means you're inferior, but since you are experiencing an abuse that you would not have chosen, that you have not chosen, right, that you have, that something is fundamentally taken away from you in the moment of abuse, right, then you know, it's I just feel like that level of polarization and prescription of roles is not only dangerous, but it's counterproductive, because by prescribing a way of being to a particular type of human being, you cannot deal with the fact that you cannot You cannot heal the problem. You cannot get rid of the problem because the problem is a mental problem, right? Racism, as much as we don't view it to be what a mental illness, it is, right? It is a mental illness. Think about the study of physiognomy. Think about, you know, manicism. Yeah, it's just, you know, when someone's manic, you can see it in their face. I feel like people who have done hate crimes have that level of disconnect, right? Disconnect enough for it to be a mental illness triggered by a particular kind of human being. And also the fact that it was, you know, we socialize our mental illnesses as well, right? If we think about patriarchy as a mental illness, we'll begin to see how we socialize each other into being abusive. And I've noticed this with a lot of conglomerates of mainly men. Men socialize each other to be mentally ill. And then to express that mental illness in many different forms. So now the danger of prescribing such an abuse to be only experienced by a particular kind of human being then completely ostracizes the other people on the quote-unquote other side to be able to express their experience of that particular abuse, right? So men can't own up to the fact that they've been raped. And a multitude of men have. And that's dangerous. Because not only do we enable what we may call a typical abuser to roam around, we may very well socialize a rape victim into being a rapist. Because of our inability to accept and embrace and understand collectively that it is not something that is prescribed to a particular type of person. It's a way of thinking that enables such an action to occur. So, yeah, contemplate on those things. Contemplate on it truly, you know. I don't think in such a hyper, you know, in such a hyper aggressive sexual society, right? Where in many aspects our sexuality is rigid and constrained and finds a way to bulldoze itself, but also the interconnectivities of sex and power within our social context, our social understanding collectively, it's interesting. Very interesting. How we've managed to merge power and sex. Power in a social context. Because, definitively, power means the ability to do something, right? Ability to do it at great speed, or the ability to do multitudes of things at the same time, you know. It's, yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna unpack this a little further in my contemplations, and I hope you enjoyed this truly. Know that I love you. One Night in Nirvana happens on Saturday, and let's think a little more critically. Let's begin to unpack the things that we engage in. Let's unpack those things and see if they resonate with our soul. But if they don't, not to discard them and leave them to, you know, but to understand with compassion. understanding. Okay? Thank you.